216, the Spanish Treaty of 1795. France and Great Britain were not the only countries with which there was trouble. The Spaniards held posts on the Mississippi within the limits of the United States and refused to give them up. For 100 miles, the Mississippi flowed through Spanish territory. In those days, before steam railroads connected the Ohio Valley with the eastern seacoast, the farmers of Kentucky and Tennessee sent their goods by boat or raft down the Mississippi to New Orleans. At that city, they were placed on seagoing vessels and carried to the markets of the world. The Spaniards refused to let this commerce be carried on. In 1795, however, they agreed to abandon the posts and to permit American goods to be deposited at New Orleans while awaiting shipment by seagoing vessels. 217. Washington's Farewell Address. In 1792, Washington had been re-elected president. In 1796, there would be a new election, and Washington declined another nomination. He was disgusted with the tone of public life and detested party politics, and desired to pass the short remainder of his life in quiet at Mount Vernon. He announced his intention to retire in a farewell address, which should be read and studied by every American. In it, he declared the Union to be the main pillar of independence, prosperity, and liberty. Public credit must be carefully maintained, and the United States should have as little as possible to do with European affairs. In declining a third term as president, Washington set an example which has ever since been followed.